Day 28 prayer message. Pray that all God's people may know the Holy Spirit, which is Jesus. Quote, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. John 14:17. Quote, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? 1 Corinthians 6:19. The Holy Spirit is the power of God for the salvation of mankind.
Right. The Holy Spirit enters into people that seek for him, only those that keep his commandments. And it's there for the ministry, for the salvation of mankind. Because no man can lead a person to the Lord unless it be the Spirit in them. God gives the Spirit to people that are interested enough in the ministry to where they keep the commandments of the Lord and to where they seek and tarry for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There isn't any real reason for God to give the baptism of the Holy Spirit to anyone that isn't interested in telling the truth, or for anyone that doesn't value the Word of God as being God himself, or if there isn't any burden in them to win human souls, what would be the point? Why should God want to baptize anybody with the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Okay, go ahead.
He only works as he dwells in the church.
If the Lord is not dwelling in human bodies, then he doesn't work. He only dwells in those and works in those that are in the church. He doesn't work in anyone else. God may use unsaved people as an abrasive thing against those that really are of the Lord, that may be getting out of the way, but they don't do any other job for God than that. And in the end, when God's people get back on the track, God destroys those that are being used as an abrasive thing to his elect. He will destroy them, the people that are being used as an abrasive or a chastisement to his elect ones. Okay, then what?
The reason the Holy Spirit is given to us is to enable us to totally live our lives as God would have us live them.
And when a person isn't interested, a person that really wants to live their whole life for the Lord seeks the baptism of the Holy Spirit because they can't stand living a life of failure at all. And people that live lives of failure, you never see them seeking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You see them doing all kinds of other things during the day, but never do you ever see them seeking the fullness of God's Spirit in order that they can be used by the Lord to win souls. Then what?
The reason that the Holy Spirit is given to us is to enable us to totally live our lives as God would have us live them in the full experience and witness of him who saves completely. Pray that...
Right. And when God, the Lord, saves completely, people that are completely saved should serve completely. Why should a complete God that saves completely save a people that don't want to serve him completely and surrender their lives completely to him? It's a foolish thing to completely save somebody if they completely don't want to serve him and be used by him for his purpose. Then what?
Pray that God makes every one of his people know the Holy Spirit.
Right, because when they know the Holy Spirit, if they're God's people, they will eventually know the Holy Spirit, and they will serve with all the heart, soul, mind, and spirit. Because that's the fullness of God's Spirit, and God expects the fullness of their service. Then what?
Then he, in all his fullness, is given to them.
So that they, with all the fullness of God that's in them, can serve God with all their might. Okay, then what?
That they cannot expect to live as their father would live without having him in his fullness.
How can a person expect to live as the Father lives and wants them to live unless the fullness of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is in them? They can't. Then what?
Without being filled with him.
Okay, then what?
Pray that all God's people, even away from God, gather together in unregenerated churches that may learn to say, I believe in the Holy Spirit.
Right, because people that are in the heathendom's churches, or churches that even claim to be filled with the Spirit and do not serve the Lord, pray that the Holy Spirit will really get into them so that they'll start doing work for the Lord, because there's not going to be any work of God unless God is doing the work in them. And in order for God to do the work in them, the fullness of God has to be in them. Okay, then what?
How to pray? Laboring fervently in prayer.
Laboring fervently in prayer. That's how to pray. Then what?
Quote, Epaphras, who is one of you, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
Now, wait a minute. It says that, that you may stand perfect and complete in the will of God. Perfect. Well, that means that you can stand perfect and complete in the Lord when the spirit of perfection and completeness, the fullness, rather, is in you. And you see so many ministers saying, well, you say you're not perfect. Well, who is? I hear that man in on television saying things like that, several people. Our people that are walking in the Holy Spirit are perfect, wanting nothing. Okay, and the Bible states so, and this is one of the scriptures where it says so. Those who say you cannot walk perfect by the power of the Holy Spirit are liars, and they believe the doctrine of Satan in the world today, that no one is perfect. We are perfect when we are one with Christ. We have the spirit of perfection, and we may not be fully grown yet, but we're anyone that's walking in the Spirit is no longer condemned. There's no condemnation. You must be perfect if you're not condemned. To those that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Okay, then what?
That was Colossians 4:12. To a strong man, labor is delightful, especially when it interests him. He labors fervently. The Christian who is strong, whose heart is filled with the Holy Spirit, labors fervently in prayer. And why? That his brethren may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God, that they know what God's will is for them, how he calls them to live, and be led and walk by the Holy Spirit.
Okay, and this is why the Lord wants people to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, this is an addition to the prayer for 28, the 28th prayer or message. All right, go ahead, read it.
Sin has not been sent upon the earth.
No, God made everything perfect on the earth. He made man. He looked at everything. Everything was good. So he didn't send sin on this earth. When people sin, they do it of themselves. Satan can't make you sin. He can try to talk you into it. But if you love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, and you love the promise of his reward, you don't have to sin. You can say somebody made me do it just like Eve did. And then Adam said the same thing. But The Lord told him not to sin, and all the devil did was told him a lie, and they believed the devil over the Lord. And so he didn't make them sin. They decided that God was wrong and that Satan was right. But still, Satan didn't force them to sin. They did it on their own. They made up their own mind to sin. They made up their own, it was their own will to do it. So therefore, Satan is not responsible for your sins. You are. Okay, then what?
Sin has not been sent upon the earth, but man of himself has created it.
Right. Because man knew what was right from wrong ever since the beginning of the world. And especially today. And especially Christians, they know right from wrong more than anybody, and they know that nobody can make them sin. They can tempt you to sin. They can try to get you to sin. They can try to talk you into it. But you have to decide whether you're going to do what they say or do what the devil says, or if you're going to do what the Lord says. Okay, then what?
And under a great curse shall they fall who commit it.
Under a great curse shall they fall who commit sin. Because they do it on their own. And so they alone are responsible. Otherwise, the devil would stand accountable for your sins. Or whoever you say made you sin would stand accountable for it. Whether somebody made you sin or not, you're the one that's going to be accountable for it. Because you're the one that sinned. I could try to talk people into sinning all day long if I were the devil. But if they would sin, they wouldn't be accountable for it. But if they would sin, they sin. Not the devil. He just tried to talk them into it. The devil's already going to hell, and that's what he wants to do, is talk you into it. He will not force you to sin. If he forced you to sin, then you wouldn't be responsible for sinning. But he cannot force you to sin. He just tells you, do this. Lie, because and here's the reason why you should lie. And if you buy that, well, then you fall under a great curse, because you did it. You bought his line. Okay, then what?
All righteous living is the outcome of dependence on God.
Right, this is all the different messages that we've been. We need to surrender ourselves and trust God. We need to depend on him only. We must die and let ourselves be utterly dependent on God. So righteous living is dependent on whether you depend on God or not. If you don't depend on him, then you're not righteous. You're not any more righteous than you are when you lied or committed sin, or any other sin that you did willingly yourself. All Satan is a tempter. That's all. He just talks you into sinning. You have to make up your mind if you're going to do it or not. And when you do, you made up your mind to do it. And all righteous living is when we make up our mind to be dependent upon the Lord. Those that depend upon the Lord totally for telling the truth and for doing what he says are righteous. Whatever you do, that is sin, no one's making you do that. You're doing that because you like to sin. You like to deceive. You like to be like Satan. Okay, then what? And you're proud of it. You're actually sometimes smart because you got away with something, you think. Okay, then what?
The righteous hang upon the Lord.
Right. Then what?
Their works are brought about by their conscious fellowship with the Lord. And when they by sin fall from such fellowship with God.
And there is retribution to pay. Great penalty to pay for falling out of fellowship with the Lord or dependency of the Lord. And that's all.